I thought, one, the energy for practice today was right on point. The tempo going back and forth. We had a big third down period, move the ball, and that was one of the best sessions we've had in a while in terms of, like, how hard to go for it, how hard to push for one another. And that energy started from this morning. We showed a little video of Ric Flair. We knew he was coming in the house today. And so guys were excited to meet him after practice. He had a chance to talk to the team for a bit. So outstanding day for the players. I love the way they pushed. Now that, you know, tomorrow we'll have a walkthrough, kind of getting ready for the ball game on Thursday. We're really just into our camp mode, so we haven't made much past that other than, like, how good can we get going against one another. So that's been the emphasis. With that, I'll open it up.
Coach, update on Neil and Toilolo?
Sure. Neil, Toilolo, Ward, they're still kind of day-to-day. There's nothing serious that's going to hold them. We'll make a decision tomorrow, maybe even on the next day, regarding their availability for the games. If it's not there, then it's quick. It's not a long term for any of them. Some of the ones are just being closely monitored. So we're going to wait and take all the time we need to see if they're able to play or not.
How eager is the staff looking to, forward, looking to evaluate your players against another team, the ones?
Yeah, 100% led. It's such an awesome opportunity to see some of the guys going for it. They've had the OTAs, they've had mini camp, and now training camp sessions, and then this is the next step. And it's always one, especially for the rookies, that's kind of a really cool night and really devoted towards them as they're getting their NFL career started in their first preseason game. So important one for all, but especially for them, and we really devote that night to them to see what they can do in those settings. Really, number one, I want to see the effort and I want to see the strain. And we're talking about the evaluations of some guys against different settings, different players. How do they respond? And we love putting them in pressure spots to see how they respond, and even playing more than one position to see what they can handle. So it's a great test, and one that we fully intend to try to put guys in different spots to see how they respond. So really the strain and effort, that's where it starts for us in this first game.
Do you have a plan yet for quarterback rotation?
Yeah, we do have a plan early on with Matt, and then we'll kind of take it from there for the guys. But we're looking forward to getting a whole, you know, everybody getting to be a part of this game and getting an evaluation on everybody, all four QBs.
Rashid Heyman's entering his third year. What have you seen from him so far at camp, and what do you hope his role to be?
We moved Rashid from defensive tackle to defensive end. He's done a good job in that transition. I would say right now he's playing – I think really solid ball, and I think he's an improved player from the 2015 season based on training camp. So now we got to take it into the preseason games and allow that work to continue, but we're pleased with the start of where he's at heading into this year.
But Coach, the left guard, Andy, said he's been working on trying to calm down the penalties from last year.
Yep.
Just being here in training camp probably has helped that for him.
He has. He's looked sharp, led, and he came in and was battling some injuries right when he got here, and he's had a good camp. He's really fit, he's strong, he's healthy, and for us, that's a good sign. He had some things he really wanted to work on in the run game specifically, some things in his sets, and he's really applied that. Anytime you get a chance to go through the whole offseason, hey, here are the things you want to do better in our system, and go apply them, what a help.
The kids, not the kids, but the players, the note players, they get a big kick out of Ric Flair.
They did, and you could see the energy, and he was talking with us and having some fun, and so it was great to have his support and being a part of it for us today. So you can tell he's a big fan, and we're also a big fan of his.
You mentioned yesterday, I think, the depth in the competition. You've seen it at a couple of spots. I think you mentioned linebacker,
yes.
Receiver.
Yep.
Anything about that a surprise at this point that it was as deep?
And I think tight end's another spot, you know, that we just felt there's some guys that are really battling and going for it. And honestly, that's what we want, to keep getting that competition strong. And so the roster, that's really tough, okay? And guys are pushing one another. That's what we're looking for, and there's been a number of those spots we have. We're feeling that way at some of the safety spots. We want to take a good look at some guys there, too. So it's been a good camp. The guys are pushing, and honestly, that's where we're still at. We're still in this camp mode for us, and now we got to take a next step, play against somebody else, do some new things, and then we'll go back and get right back to it. But it really starts with the work ethic, and I've been pleased with that.
Aren't quite sold on the idea that rugby tackling, your approach, is a safer approach to tackling?
I guess I'd have to say to look at the numbers and the amount of concussions from a tackling that you'd have. So I also think you can be really physical doing it. So it's an emphasis for us not to use the crown of our helmet tackling. It's safer for the players. It's better for the game. And that's how we'll be teaching it moving forward. I also think it's a better tackling technique where I have a leverage that I can own to make the tackle. So not only do we think it's better, and it's safer too.
A lot of college programs are actually switching to this technique, and because it's safer and effective, do you think that's going to make it easier for NFL teams to employ this technique in the future?
Our responsibility in the NFL is to kind of keep filtering down some trends, and that goes from college football, and then you know what the next step's going to be when they're going to the college clinics, and here's some tackling is now going down to the high school level. And then for our communities that have high school football, so often their youth programs are a part of that high school. So, like, I do feel like that's our responsibility as the NFL, and it gets down into college, and the college, the high school, and the high school all the way down. So it's an awesome game, and it, like, provides so many things. So if we can make it better and safer, then it's all of our responsibility to get that done.